Oh, well, merry summer to you, Stephen.
Hi, James.
You all right?
Yeah, look at this. I've got sand stuck to me.
I've got sand stuck to me as well, on my shoes, though.
Can you recognise what beach that is?
I would say that's Crail Beach.
Yeah,
I was on the kayak today, which was nice.
Really?
Yeah. What were you doing, just laying on the beach? Laying on a cardboard beach?
No, I was digging... having a digging competition.
Oh, really? What, with what, one of your children?
Yeah, two of them.
Oh, with
to dig, dig holes.
Oh, that's great.
So you could win, dig the deepest hole.
My wee boy was digging a hole, but there was another family there, and their children all grown up. So they were, like, totally into it. They were like, yeah, we're going to dig a hole. So they were digging a hole with my wee boy, and I was thinking, I'm not digging a hole today. I'm taking the day off. And they said, you'll miss him. You'll miss it when he's too old to dig holes with. And I probably will, And I probably will, but at the same time, I didn't want to dig a hole.
Yeah, it's funny, I don't think people should cast aspersions. Although, having said that, I did shout at somebody today on the beach.
Why?
I mean, I ruined one family's day.
Why?
Because he walked towards us and let his Alsatian off the lead.
Oh, yeah.
Right beside the two kids. The dog bounded up, barking, and two kids got a total fright and screamed and jumped on me.
Yeah.
And so I shouted at the guy quite a lot.
Good.
And he was so, listless that he couldn't even catch his own dog. So, yeah. I'll play a record. What episode is this?
46, 30,
37. Oh, it's going to be complicated, isn't it?
No.
Is that ready to go on?
อุตส่าห์รักอุตส่าห์หลงเธอยังทำอุตส่าห์รักอุตส่าห์หลงเธอยังทำใจเธอดำดำดำโถเธอทำผมเจียนตายเจ็บจริงเจ็บจริงใจเราน้ำพริกถ้วยเก่ามาถูกเขาแย่งเอาไปเพราะความเซ่อเพราะความซื่อไว้วางใจเพราะความเซ่อเพราะความซื่อไว้วางใจจึงต้องเจ็บจึงอายผมอยากจะตายจริงจริงเรารักกันมากกว่าสี่ห้าปีเห็นเธอแฟนดีดีสมเป็นยอดหญิงเอาอกเอาใจจนผมรักเธอจริงเอาอกเอาใจจนผมรักเธอจริงโถใหญ่ยอดหญิงมากรอกกลิ้งมีชูไปเจ็บใจเจ็บใจเหลือทนมีรักกับเขาคนก็ถูกชูปล้นชิงไปต่อไปนี้ผมจะขอเข็ดจนตายต่อไปนี้ผมจะขอเข็ดจนตายเวรกรรมผมหมดเมื่อไรผมคงจะได้รักจริงเอาใจจนผมรักเธอจริงเอาอกเอาใจจนผมรักเธอจริงโถใหญ่ยอดจริงมากรอกกลิ้งมีชูไปเจ็บใจเจ็บใจเหลือทนมีรักกับเขาคนก็ถูกชูปล้นชิงไปต่อไปนี้ผมจะขอเข็ดจนตายต่อไปนี้ผมจะขอเข็ดจนตายเวรกรรมผมหมดเมื่อไรผมคงจะได้รักจริง
Oh,
moving in, just a fraction of an inch. I just don't wanna lose you to somebody else. You say I'm doing the things I should. When you touch me, you make me feel so. You're so sweet. Ooh, that's the way you're supposed to be. When it starts lingering in your arms too long, that means you're both showing stone disrespect for me. No other woman's gonna be as true.
Stephen's counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So what was that? What was that you played just then, Stephen?
It was Voice for.
No. That was the one I played. What was the one you played?
That was Helena. Well, I would say Helena, I guess, or Helena Ferguson.
Helena, yeah.
Don't spoil a good thing.
Helena, maybe.
Produced by Horace OTT or Horace Ott.
Oh, Horace, over the top. Hey man, I'm not so crazy. I'm gonna call myself Harris Over the Top.
You just reminded me about Dr. John. You know how he died not that long ago?
Yeah, Dr. John, yeah.
Well, I've been reading all the kind of music magazine obituaries to him recently.
Okay.
And I reckon they're all too short. Like, you know, like 4 or 5 pages, but they should all be like double that.
Were you a fan of Dr. John?
Yeah, I really like him.
Of course, you've been to New Orleans quite a few times.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, he would have been there at the time. Yeah. Oh, and I got my Dr. John hat as well.
You got a Dr. John hat? I've been to New Gilston. But it's not the same.
Was I not speaking into the microphone?
And I played Sleep by Voice Farm. Now, the funny thing about Sleep by Voice Farm, he got Stephen all excited and he was rushing off there and checking how he can get it on 7-inch so he can play at his club and all that sort of stuff. Which is, you know, a great sign of a great record when Stephen gets excited. But of course, anyone who knows the record will know what happened there.
Oh, what happened?
I was playing it at 45. Ah. But it's known as being a track that was recorded at 33. It's known as being a track that sounds much better when you play it at 45.
Right, okay.
So that's why I played it at 4-5. It was on purpose. But we used to dance like crazy dudes when we were young to that track. A long time ago. And that's on Let Them Eat Jelly Beans, which is an alternative Tentacles compilation. Then what was the one you played at the beginning?
Cam Cal.
Cam Cal, eh?
Yeah. By Sang Tong Sisai.
Okay. That was okay. I mean, you know, it had some novelty. Talking about novelty, I'm going to play some amazing piano.
Thank you. last night. For instead of doing my work, I played guitar and danced the jerk. All right, mama, I'll get up, go to town and look for a job. But what's the use of getting hired? Sooner or later, I get fired. What you say, but please, mama, don't yell like that. You're bad looking when you're mad.
You're good for nothing, that's what I say. Good for nothing but sleeping all day. But sometime you change your mind. I don't see nothing of the kind.
All right, mama, guess you won. I'll be a good boy. From now on, get to work and do my best. But first of all, I need a rest.
You're good for nothing, nothing I say. Good for nothing, only sleep for all day. Don't sometimes you change your mind. I can't see nothing of the kind.
That was Narciso Epez? Epez, do you think?
Yeah.
With Toroba Melodia. Spanish music for guitar. But you could have guessed that by listening to it. And what did you have before then, just in case? Oh, you played that one, which I didn't think was very good.
It's amazing, yeah. The Cousins.
The Cousins.
All right, well, man.
Yeah, let's call the band The Cousins, man. The Cousins.
Have I played Sun Ra before? The Sun Ra.
Yes, you have. Whether or not it's that track, we do not know.
Ah, okay, fine.
And then before then, I played Winifred Atwell and her pianos.
Did you play two songs?
With Plink Plank Plunk.
I totally lost track.
Plink Plank Plunk. That's what I played, man.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, yeah, Winifred.
That was the name of the song, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Atwell. I really like, you know, this
the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was good. There was a lovely bass line running through it. I thought that I was enjoying.
Oh, Ted Heath was on it as well.
Well, his orchestra, yeah.
It's I don't
know.
Master.
But you could only really hear drums in that. So I don't know if Ted himself was there. I don't know. This isn't like the most thrilling interlude.
Because we're both looking at records.
Well, you want to play that one.
I've got
my
hand.
Already played once. I remember that being pretty poor.
What, this one? Barbara Mason?
Oh, no, not Barbara Mason. I thought you were doing that...
Sun Ra?
Sun Ra, yeah.
No, the Sun Ra was amazing.
Okay, well, play Barbara Mason if you want.
Okay. It's quite loud.
Or not guilty?
Not guilty, I, Anna. I, Sylvester, don't deal with Jester. No gesturing, no whispering,
but talking.
I'm not skylarking. Thank you. no whispering.
I sentence you to 152 years for public gesturing. Let this be a lesson for all those who attempt gesturing. How dare you jester in this court of law and order? Like following your father, Sylvester.
No jestering. No whispering.
No back talking, no sir.
I'm not skylarking. Or with your jester.
Yeah. in Nottingham Town. Not a soul would look up, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, to show me the way to fair Nottingham Town. I rode a grey horse that is called a grey mare, grey mane and grey tail, green stripe down her back. Grey mane and grey tail, green stripe down her back. There wan't a hair on her be what was coal black. She stood so still, she threw me to the dirt. She tore in my hide and bruised my shirt. From saddle to stirrup I mounted again, and on my ten toes I rode over the plain. Met the king and the queen and a company more, all walking behind and riding before. Come a stark-necked drummer, a beating a drum, with his hands in his bosom, come marching along. I bought me a quart to drive gladness away, and to stifle the dust, for it rained the whole day. Set down on a hard, hot, cold, frozen stone, 10,000 stood around me, and yet I was alone. Took my hat in my hands for to keep my head warm. 10,000 got drowned that never was born.
That was Jean Ritchie with Nottingham Town. Oh, here she started again.
Hangman,
oh, this
hangman,
is too good to turn off. Hang on.
Your rope, I'll slack it for a while. I looked down yonder and I seen Ma coming. She's walked for a many long mile. Oh, Ma, say, Ma, have you brung me any gold? Any gold to pay my fee? Or have you walked these many long miles? See me on the hanging tree. No, son, no, son, ain't brung you no gold. No gold for to pay your fee. I just walk these many long miles, see on the hanging tree. Hangman, hangman, slack up your rope, I'll slack it for a while. I looked down yonder and I seen Pa coming, he's walked for a many long mile. Oh, Pa, say, Pa, have you brung me any gold to pay my fee? Or have you walked these many long miles, see me on the hanging tree? No, son, no, son, ain't brung you no gold, no gold for to pay your fee. And I just walk these many long miles, see on the hanging tree. Hangman, hangman, slack up your rope, oh, slack it for a while. I looked down yonder and I seen my true love coming, she's walked for a many long mile. Oh, true love, say, true love, have you brung me any gold to pay my fee? Or have you walked these many long miles, see me on the hanging tree? Yes, love, true love, I brung you some gold, gold to pay your fee. And I've come to take you home so we can married be.
So I've turned it off then, so we don't go into another one. That's Jean Ritchie from Kentucky. Now, Jean Ritchie was someone who, at the time when I first heard her, I was really into Annie Briggs. I mean, I still am. And Jean Ritchie was somebody who I thought was the equal in that she sang in that unaffected way, but she had such a beauty with her notes and things. And I've learnt loads of songs from her throughout the past. I mean, the version of Edward that we did on 2004 album called Just Beyond the River was learnt from Jean Ritchie. Yeah. And yeah, probably a few others. Up, you know.
Nottingham Town.
Nottingham Town? Did we do Nottingham Town?
Yeah, you did. You put it out as a 45.
Ah, right, with the Big Ass Family Players. Yeah, Nottingham Town, yeah. Though I think, where was that one from? That was maybe from Annie Briggs, that one. We took her version.
Ah, Fairport Convention did it as well,
didn't they? Yeah, but no, I don't really have any... I don't really know Fairport Convention staff.
Really?
So we were here... We were here like 2 weeks ago with Ali Roberts.
Uh-huh.
There was a, they were filming a... They were showing a film here that we're both in called...
The Amber Light.
The Amber Light. And there was a lot of people here. And then since then, you've told me that people have started coming here to your record shop.
Uh-huh.
And people are making the pilgrimage because you've got so many great, rare records. And you had a record out. That one you played just then with the
Jew's Harp.
The Jew's Harp.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't sell it to someone because you thought it was too good to sell him.
Yeah.
And I said, how much was that? And you said it was 25 quid. Why have you got stuff up for sale and then you refuse to sell it?
Well...
Did you think the person wasn't good enough?
No, I thought he was really nice. But I thought I could play the record at the weekend. I was DJing at this Wild Wine Fair thing. And I thought I would take the record to that. But I didn't take the record to that, so it's going back out on sale in the shop.
So we've just pointed the microphone to your mouth. So that might change the sound from this.
Oh, so you're talking to the side bit?
You're talking to the bit where the there's a number and it's pointing at you.
Ah, right, okay.
So you might be quieter up until this point.
But I was whispering.
You were whispering.
I'm feeling pretty whispery. I mean, this
it's
is why I'm
busy, man. It's busy.
We're trying to do a podcast at 1 a.m.
It's summer.
It's been
really hot. You're soaking with sweat and reeking of garlic. It's been a hot day, man.
Hey, but listen, see, if like this is the first time I've ever made alioli, and I was really pleased with myself.
Right, okay.
So,
how did you make alioli? What did you say to him?
Oh, I was about to tell you how to do it.
Go on then, tell me how to do it.
No, it's like you need a pestle and mortar and garlic and stuff.
Okay, pestle and mortar and garlic. That sounds like garlic to me. Is there anything else involved?
Oil, eggs, and lemon. Oh, I knew as soon as you saw
why
eggs.
Why would you eat eggs? Oh, I'm going to eat an egg. I can't understand eggs, you know.
Well, it was just the yolk.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah.
Just raw egg yolk. When are you doing the reggae album?
I'm not doing a reggae album. I'm not doing a reggae record. Yeah, I know, there's all sorts of stuff coming on, man, coming up, but I can't really talk about it. But musically, there's all sorts of stuff.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about it, because nobody's...
Yeah, nobody cares, right.
I'll play a record.
You play one of your records, man.
I'm going to play a nice summery, disco-y one.
Great.
On. I need to learn how to use these things.
So we'll set our goals, darling, and reach our real far. It takes courage way beyond to reach out for our dreams. Step on board, darling. Next stop is the moonbeam. The heavens are far. In search of a guiding star. Together we sail, the heavens are far.
In search of a guiding star. Together we sail the heavens. defend ourselves from what we've created is to merge with it. What can be done to stay human? The racist is drunk on the train. The racist is drunk on the internet. The racist is drunk at my dinner table, shouting his gunshots and killing us all. They still live. Those kind and their dead are still living. And yes, the anger is rising. The fury. The which side are you on? The when will the guilty be called to account? And what can we know of affection? I walk in these graveyard days, and I watch how the pixels proclaim what they sell to be health food. And we're dead. All of me knows it. We should be preparing ourselves. We should be meeting the stages of death in our dreams, noticing all that we sense in a fond way, aware that the ears and the taste buds won't work when the soul goes out. We should be down on our knees in the dirt, dizzy in rocks, on coastlines, shivering. We should be fasting 2 days out of 7, sleeping in shifts with the others who share our households, to make sure that at all times someone is up with the candle. Instead, we are online, venting our outrage, teaching the future that life is performance and vanity. Post a quick death threat, drunk every evening, sick from the radiated meat, sucking on pork ribs and summoning pornography so that we can come when we fuck. Our partners don't know us. Our families are strangers. Our friends make us nervous. There is a well in the pit of the city that we dance around, sucking and slime-banked. WhatsApp group chat, beers in the sunshine. Behind the noise, you can feel it, the heat from this well. Our minds are racing into the dead. We hurl everything against the stop of the blank hand that muffles the mouth, but we can't win. I see how blind I've been, said all prophets, too late. All humans, too late.
It's Kate Tempest. Oh, really? Are we coming to the end of the show, then? Are you a fan of Kate Tempest? Are you a fan of Kate Tempest?
Yeah, do you know what? I don't. Apart from the stuff you've played me, I don't know any of her stuff. She really reminds me of a friend called Holly, who's also a poet.
Holly McNish?
Yeah.
Holly's playing at Supper of the Fifer.
I know.
I'd love to get Kate there.
Yeah.
I've met her once or twice, and she seems as though she's very... I think she's very nice.
Okay.
And I'd love to get to play, but...
You asked her?
I've asked her agents, but words never got... Where it's never come back, you know, she's never wanted to do it.
Because you've been asking secret agents rather than the booking agents.
Secret agents,
yeah, like
that's
the spies.
Right. I've been sending emails to James Bond, care of ITV,
MI6.
Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. Can I book one of your people? Yeah.
There's another letter from that nut job. Yeah, no, I think she's amazing. Whenever I see her live, I think it's... I think she's very good, very good.
Well, she's probably listening to this just now thinking, I need to come up
Fife. I will at her using Twitter next time when we announce this mm-hmm. this amazing podcast, which has been full of mistakes. I will at her and then see if she comes along.
That's a great idea.
If you want to come along, Kate, you'd be very welcome. In fact, you could come and do 4 to 6:30 whilst you are at it.
We'll even do it well. We should do that, actually.
What's that?
We should ask,
from 4 to 6:30.
To do, so, does that with a fifer?
Yeah. Oh no, hang on. We should do ask people to sub with a 5 foot to do 4 to 6 foot. So who have we got coming out next? We've got Horace McDonald with Kevraj Singh and Derry Farrell. So we could ask them?
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll see about that. So this is the last...
When is that?
That's in like 3 weeks, August 24th.
Oh, really? So that is soon. So we should be talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Green Man Festival. I'm playing at that in a wee bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Have we talked about that before?
I don't know.
You've played at every Green Man, haven't
no,
you?
No, I haven't. Johnny has. Pictures Trail has.
Every single one? Really?
Yeah. No, I haven't. What are you doing tomorrow?
Creole Beach.
Really?
What about you?
God, it's nice having the kids for 7.5 weeks. But I don't want to be on the beach every day.
No.
I think tomorrow I might take them into... If it's really hot and stuffy, I might take them into Dundee and hope that there's a traffic jam. Just so the next day we can go on the beach and really appreciate it again. Mm. You know, if we have a miserable day tomorrow, like a whole...
I think it's
day.
Meant to be raining tomorrow. Anyway.
Oh, is it really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best things you can do is eat cake in the rain whilst you're on a horse-drawn carriage. If you're sitting up top with the driver, with a rider, you know.
On a horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah. But if you're sitting up top so you can feel the rain and you're eating cake, you just really feel alive.
I can't imagine anything worse than being on a horse-drawn carriage.
Why? I remember in the olden days, I used to hitch around Fife, back when it was safe. And this is like in the 80s, the early 80s. And I remember hitching with my girlfriend once, and we had this massive argument because we were always arguing about stuff. And then we put our thumbs out to hitch, and we got a lift with a guy pulling along a wedding carriage. And it would have been amazing because
mm-hmm.
it was us two in a wedding carriage, except we'd fallen out. So we were just kind of scowling at each other and couldn't enjoy this horse-drawn...
Because of the smell of the horse?
No, we'd fallen out about something else. I think we'd fallen out about... It was something to do with... It was either the Mission or Sisters of Mercy. I think I said I didn't like the wrong one. You know, I think you were only allowed to like one, and I got it wrong. Okay. It was that kind of level of...
You did wrong goth.
I did wrong goth. We've all done wrong goth, though.
Yeah.
I like alien sex. No, it's sex gang children, man. They're the ones you like. But then when you say that in Dundee, it's the wrong way around. No, man. Alien sex fiend, they're the ones. Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks very much. Bye.